I wanted to finish up on the with Hodas and Mitzvos. We didn't finish that, and then we'll start Kabbalah's and Mitzvos. So I wanted to just discuss how can we do Hodas and Mitzvos? How can we mention the Mitzvos to the guy, this potential ger, if there's an Isser to teach them Torah? We know that there's an Isser to teach them Torah, so then how could we then be teaching them the Mitzvos, especially since there's a chance that they're going to back out? There's a potential ger here, because there is a chance that he's going to back out. So I mentioned yesterday that this somewhat relates to the fact that at what point in time is he viewed as a Jew? It doesn't have to relate to it. It could be that he's not a Jew, and yet there's still we don't relate to him as a Jew, but there's still an exception here, even though in general there's an issur to teach him Torah. Perhaps there's an exception here, that in such a case we're allowed to teach him Torah, because how else could they be mekabel, at least on a lechatchila level, how could they be mekabel the mitzvos if they don't know what the mitzvos are? We pointed out Rav Moshe, and according to some of the Rishonim, the Hodah is not ma'akev. You don't have to be d'yavid, you don't have to tell them the mitzvos. And Rav Moshe explained, because just the Kabbalah itself of saying I'm a kabbal, whatever it is, whatever the mitzvahs are, I'll be accepted upon myself. So then that would work on a bidiyak level. But Moshe adds, on a chatzil level, there's still definitely a mila to teaching them the Torah, so that their kabbalah is more sincere. It's a more serious kabbalah when they know some of the mitzvahs, at least the ikar mitzvahs they know about, whatever is necessary for them to know to be part of the Jewish community. So with Chachila, there's a concept of Hodas and Mitzvos, but how can we have Hodas and Mitzvos if there's an Isser to teach them about the Mitzvos? So the primary source for this discussion is the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. There are three cases of where the Ger goes to Shammai and Hillel. We'll probably discuss two of those three cases over the course of the next couple of days. The last case deals with this issue. He's passing by the Beis Medrash. He heard all of the great clothing that the Kohen Gadol wears. He told him that this belongs to the Kohen Gadol. So he wants to be a guy here in order so that they serve me as the Kohen Gadol, so that he becomes the Kohen Gadol. So he Shammai smacked him. Both the Hillel, they came from Hillel Gaire. Hillel was Megaire him. So Amalei Kum Amidim Melech Alamishi Odea Tafsise Malchus Leich Limu Tafsise Malchus. So he told him to go learn a little bit about the Malchus, about the Kohen Gadol. Halach Vekar Kimchi Giyav Azar Karimas. He read the pasuk of Vazara Korev Yumas. Amalei Mikrazel Minemar. Amalei Afilo Al David Melech Yisrael. Noso Sogir Kavachomer Baatzmo. Then he made a Kavachomer, and then he said, if even David Melech Yisrael, he's not allowed to go into the base of Mikdash, he can't become the Kohen Gadol. So then Kavachomer himself, a Ger, also can't go into the base of Mikdash. So the big question here, there are two questions. One question, the main question, is really, how could Hillel be Megayer him L'chatzchila if it's Shelo L'shem Shemayim? We'll get to the sugya in a couple of days. But this Ger is not being Megayer L'shem Shemayim, he's just being Megayer Amanas that they make him into the Kohen Gadol. That's one question. Second question, depending on how you understand the first question, could be a question of how could you teach him Torah? Depending on how you answer that first question, you could have a question here of how could he teach him Torah if that episode of teaching him Torah happened prior to the Geras. So Tosfos deals with this in Yevamos in two places. On Kuftes, I forgot, yeah, we go. Yevamos. On Kuftes, Tosfos deals with this question. Dear Basla Ra'a Achar Ra'a, he asks, Ugarish Paragwa Memalikim, Shigir Hillel, Osu Shamar Giarni Amanash, Tishimini Kohen Gadol, Vosa Dadash of the Telemdina called Turkula, Vahapish Lohayu Miss Amtin Lizgayer, Yodeya ha'yehilos behen shesof liyos girim gemurim, kemosha asa lebasof. Even though it was not l'shem shemayim, still Hillel was megayer them. Even though l'chatzkila you're not supposed to, Hillel was megayer them because you're only not supposed to l'chatzkila if you don't know that in the end of the day they can end up being l'shem shemayim. It says Tosfos, Hillel knew that in the end of the day they'll end up being coming l'shem shemayim and they'll be girim gemurim. So therefore, in such a case, l'chatzkila you are able to be megayer them. Even though, yeah, l'chatzkila, he did it l'chatzkila. So even though he wasn't l'shem shemayim to begin with, since Hillel knew that he would do it l'shem shemayim, ultimately he would do it l'shem shemayim, so then we could be megayer him l'chatzkila, even though it was just amanas that he should become the Kohen Gadol. So Tosfos is clearly of the understanding that this episode happened in order. He was megayer him, and then after he was megayer him, so then he taught him the halachos that he cannot become the Kohen Gadol. So if that's the case, it's clear that when he was mekabel mitzvos, he didn't know about this din. Right? He did not know about this din, and yet he could still view it as kabbalas mitzvos. The kabbalas mitzvos took place at the Shas Gerus. It didn't happen later. At the Shas Gerus, he was mekabel mitzvos. So we see from here, the way Tosfos understands the sugya, is that you can be mekabel mitzvos without knowing all the mitzvos. And even though Hillel knew why he was coming to be megayer, Hillel b'dafka didn't teach him this halacha, and he was mekabel mitzvos without knowing about this specific mitzvah. Which is mistaber. You don't have to teach them all the mitzvos. It's not necessary to teach them all the mitzvos. You might have thought that over here you would have to teach him because Hillel knows that his kavana is to do something which is against what the Torah wants. But no, even in this case, the way Tosfos is understanding it is that no, he doesn't have to teach him everything, and afterwards he'll teach it to him, and then he'll be mekabel it after he's been taught these halachos. The Marsha has a different reading of this Gemara. The Marsha in the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph. He says, Mekar lo v'bayi Hillel meimer hachi mishim delo hav mekabel lo v'gayer. He says, Hillel didn't have to tell him because he would not have accepted it if he told it to him prior to the Geirus. So he says, Miuk sas kasha. But it may come again, Mishim Shalchim Malachim, but it's Shalom L'Shem Shemayim. So how can we begin Mishim L'Shem Shemayim? So he says, Vesharach Lomar, Hadda Kamar Balach Nehillah V'Gayre, Lav Dafka, he Lav Dafka is the whole Gemara, Al Delo Gayre Ad L'Basar Hachi, Shiyada the Ger Aser B'Kuhuna. So Marsha says, really, this whole story is not in the right order. Really, first Hillel taught him the Halachos, and then after he taught him the Halachos, so then he was Megayrim. And that's why it was really the Shem Shemayim. In terms of dealing with Tosfos' question, it was really the Shem Shemayim because before he was Megayrim, he taught him these halachos, he accepted upon himself, and yet he still wanted to be Megayer, so it was the Shem Shemayim. Oh, if it's in the opposite order, so the Marsha has the follow-up question. Ve'en l'hakshas dimkein heyach lom de Torah kodim shen is Gayer. How could he teach him Torah? Ha'amrina b'perak arba misos do'i kochom malomi Torah chayim misos. He says, so you could teach him Torah because he wants to be Megayer. Since he wants to be Megayer, you're allowed to teach him Torah. So even though Hillel didn't know whether he was going to accept it afterwards or not, right? This Ger wants to be Megayer, Amanasa, he becomes the Kohen Gadol. Hillel is teaching him that you're not allowed to become the Kohen Gadol. So at that point in time, Hillel did not know, not like Tosfos, Hillel did not know whether he would accept this or not. And yet you're allowed to teach him Torah. You're allowed to teach him Torah even though he might back out. That's what the Marsha is saying. Even though he might back out, you're still allowed to teach him Torah. And so this fits with the Gemara that we have in Yevamos, on Mem Zayin. The Gemara in Yevamos is Dafka teaching him Torah, that if he's going to, it's for the purposes of that, if he doesn't want to back out, so then go ahead and let him back out. So we're allowed to teach him Torah even though we're misupik whether he actually wants to become a ger after he learns the Torah, after we teach him some of the halachos. And yet we're allowed to teach it to him because this is an exception to the rule. It's an exception to the rule to teach him Torah. It's not like, I don't think pshat is that he has the status of a Jew, and therefore we can teach him Torah, but pshat is probably that this is an exception to the rule. Since we want him to know some of the halachos so that his kabbalas and mitzvos is more serious, he knows what the mitzvos are, he knows what some of the mitzvos are, so therefore it's more serious, even though he could be mekabel mitzvos without it, still, since we want him to understand some of the mitzvos, so therefore we will forego this iser of teaching Torah to a guy, and we'd rather teach him the Torah so that he understands what some of the mitzvos are, so the kabbalas and mitzvos would be more serious. It would be a lot more of a serious kabbalas and mitzvos if he knows some of the essential mitzvos. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Shabbos says that the Marsha is just going against Tosfos. Tosfos had a completely different understanding of the sugya. And so he says, not only is he going against Tosos, but why did Tosos explain the sugya as such? Even though Tosos is dafka, he's explaining the sugya as going in order. And the Marsha is going out of order. But he says, why does Tosos dafka not say like the Marsha? He dafka says against the Marsha because it's also to teach him Torah. He says, "Amay lo himtin legari achar sheyomu imo biyisbar de kavanosa l'shem shemayim." Why did Hillel, according to Tosas, why did Hillel wait to teach it to him until afterwards? Why didn't he teach it to him before? Elavade the also lo modo mikodem. The reason why he didn't teach it to him beforehand was because it was also to teach it to him beforehand. V'yesh lo chosas al kopanim ozda raya samarshav. He says, it's clear from Tosas, the reason why Tosas gave his pshat, and the reason why Hillel waited until afterwards is because it's really usher to teach them Torah. So it seems to be my focus between the Marshon and Riki Baker, whether you're allowed to teach a ger the Torah prior to his ger. The big kasha on Riki Baker, which is the kasha that Moshe brings up, in Yerodei Achele Gimel Simen Tzadi, is that this goes against the Gemara in the Yavamos and Mimzayim. How can Riki Baker say that it's also to teach the Ger Torah, if it's clear from the Gemara Yivamos that part of the order, it might not be Ma'akev, but it's clearly a lech of tila, to teach them the mitzvot in order for them to be mekabel the mitzvot. The Rav Moshe says, according to Rav Moshe, Mikol makom habarer, shedino shel marsha emes, the hatzarach lekabel of all mitzvot, v'imkein tzarach sheyidim mehem, he says it's definitely an ideal to teach them some of the mitzvos.
You may have say that it's that the Gemara there is not talking about things that he absolutely has to know. Or it's like a stage that's so close to the Geras itself.
So Rav Moshe himself deals with this, and in the next paragraph in Devar Ma'aseh Mitzara, he says that the Gemara goes through a list of things that he has to know. And some of the list of things, Tzchum Shabbos, is it so essential that a person has to know about Tzchum Shabbos? How often does a person go beyond the Tzchum? It's unlikely, so why would this be part of the list?
Right, but then Shnei Gemaros and Shul Basim is also in that list, but that's not mentioned in the Brysa side of it all. Right?
Correct, but it's still... Well, I don't know if that's true. The Brisa says that we teach them some of the mitzvahs, Amurus and Kalos. And now that other Gemara is explaining what are we teaching them. So I don't know if it's true that it's possible that we're teaching them also about the different kfaras that exist. But Moshe also uses that as a riot. So he says, it's not the Flavdaf even things that are Nogeya, Lamaisa. See, Elavadah, Kevin Shabbat, this guy, Rashayim Lumod, Azgam Jibitor Sheno Game Lahatzorach, Shetzarach Lamda. It doesn't have to be Lamaisa. He proves it from that list. That list is dealing with cases which are not Lamaisa. So we're allowed to teach him even things which aren't Lamaisa. So Rav Moshe wants to limit the machlokas between the Marashan and Rikiv Eger. He wants to say that even Rikiv Eger agrees that we have to teach them the mitzvahs. But we only have to teach them mitzvahs which are mitzorche hageris. And adafka mitzorche hageris, and only those halachos are they allowed to learn. But other halachos are not allowed to learn, and the Maharsha really holds that they're allowed to learn things which are beyond mitzorche hageris. One second. And Ramosha still disagrees because of the Brisa. The Brisa seems to imply that the Surah Mitzvot Shabbos, other cases, other examples that are given, they do not seem to be part of the Tzorach HaGeris. Those are not the essential Halacha L'maisa mitzvos that are necessary for the Ger to know on day one. They don't have to necessarily know about Tzvot Shabbos. It's more important for them to know about Iker Shabbos than Lachos of Shabbos. But for them to know about Tzvot Shabbos, that doesn't seem to be so essential. So Ramosha still disagrees with Rebbe Kiva Eger, but still, he wants to say that Rebbe Kiva Eger has to fit within the Brisa somewhat, so they still have to know Mitzorach HaGeris. The big problem with this is that, so then how do you put Rebbe Kiva Eger back into the Gemara and Shabbos? Rebbe Kiva Eger says that Tosos V'dafka says that it's dafka in the right order in the Gemara and Shabbos, because you can't teach the Ger Torah. But the Torah that Hillel is teaching him seems to be Mitzorach HaGeris. It might not be Mitzorach HaGeris for a Stam Ger, but this Ger is being Megayer Amanas that they make him to the Kohen Gadol. So the Torah that is Mitzorach HaGeris, he should know this prior to the Geris. So the Torah is part of Mitzorach HaGeris. So it's a tough question to deal with for Howard Moshe's understanding of Kiva Eger. Yeah.
Also, one of the things that Naomi teaches Rus is the Tariag Mitzvos. So it's not clear how all
Tariag
Mitzvahs
could
be part of
the Tzorach HaGeris. I don't know when he says Tariag Mitzvahs, I don't know if that means that you have to teach him all 630 Mitzvahs.
No,
it means that you have to mention that there are 630 Mitzvahs.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm not sure, it's hard to say that we have to teach him all 630 Mitzvahs when the Brisa itself says that we just have to tell them Mitzvahs.
Well, there are two Brisas, the Brisa with Naomi and Rus. Isn't saying what you need to teach the Ger, it's saying what Naomi taught Rus. Naomi taught for us all 360 mitzvahs for the town. And they can't all be Tzorach HaGeris because she wouldn't have to observe a lot of them. They only have a lot of them only do with men. It's a lot of them in Levina.
I think it's just that there are 630 mitzvahs because then why would you have to then say, if it's about explicating the 630 mitzvahs, why would we then have to say, oh, there's also an Isra of Avodah Zarah. And there's also an Isra of Yichud. Assuming Yichud is the Raisa. But Isra of Avodah Zarah, for sure, that's the Raisa. If it's saying that you have to explicate all 630 mitzvahs, you don't have to then also tell her that there's an Isra of Avodah Zarah.
Right.
So the Torah is saying that there are, just saying that there are 630 mitzvahs.
But how do we explain the discrepancy between that Raisa?
Why do you say that?
I mean, it just doesn't mention any of the things that I...
But the first Brisa leaves it open as to what we tell them. It's just mixos mitzvos halos, mixos mitzvos tamuros. So specifically, what are we supposed to teach them? So that's open.
Well, it singles out Shabbos and Chibah.
It does single out Shabbos and Chibah, but it also says that we have to mention... I don't think that's explaining what the mixos mitzvos tamuros and mixos mitzvos halos are.
So it's just like open.
The Shabbos, the cases of Shabbos, is just to inform them about the punishments that are going to happen. That's not teaching them the mitzvahs. That's just saying that if you don't keep Shabbos, you're chayav karis.
The
price
of
mitzvahs
is over discretion, and Naomi used her discretion with Rosh. And Rosh is saying, based on that, we see that it's mutter, even when it's shalom, sort of the heroes.
Correct. Yeah.
Also, the Gilchak to say that the Shtei Kvar of Nimsu Lebezden is one of the Sarkagaros.
For sure, no, for sure. Ramosha is using these as rhymes.
This is a point to Ramosha's parents for to give Eger.
No, so it's a little difficult because he's arguing with Rebbe Eger, but he still wants to limit the machlokas. So he's saying, it seems that the Marsha is correct because we have these examples where it's Shalom Tzorach HaGeris. But at least Rebbe Eger should be Moda that you can teach them Mitzorach HaGeris. What comes out from Ramosha is that according to the Marsha, you're really able to teach them whatever you want. It'll come out that you can teach them anything. The Pashup Shat Machlokas between the Marsha and Rebbe Kiva Eger would be L'chora just about whether we have to teach them Tzorach HaGeris or not. The Marsha says that we teach them Tzorach HaGeris. At least, you wouldn't know beyond that. You wouldn't know from the Marsha beyond that. And Rebbe Kiva Eger is saying that, no, you can't even teach them, you can't teach them anything. That would be the Pashup Shat between the Machlokas between the Marsha and Rebbe Kiva Eger. And then according to that, L'chora, you would just be limited in terms of what you could teach the Ger. You would just be able to teach them the Tzorach HaGeris. Ramosha, now that he says that Rebbe Kiva Eger extends to the Tzorach HaGeris, so then Marsha was told that it's beyond that, that it's that it's even more than that. And Moshe also holds that it's beyond that, that you can teach them really anything, even if it's not Yitzurah Ha'Agiris. So that would be a very important lamaisa, whether we could teach a ger dafka the Yitzurah Ha'Agiris, or you're allowed to teach a ger really anything.
When we say Yitzurah Ha'Agiris, do we mean the mitzvahs of that pertain to geris, or would we just say
I think
Yitzurah
Ha'Agiris are what's essential for them to be part of the Jewish community. That's part of that, what's going to come up, what lamaisa is going to come up for them in the very near future, and just what's necessary for them to be part of the Jewish community. Lamaisa, I know that part of the requirements for the GPS to be Megayer is that they have to live in the Jewish community, in a Jewish community, so that it's easy for them to keep kashrus, it's easy for them to go to shul on Shabbos. They have to have, that's a requirement for them, so that it's just easy for them to be a Jew. Anyway, so this is it's an important way of understanding the Marshal Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It would have practical ramifications in terms of how much you could teach a ger. Hopefully we'll hear from Rabbi Goldberg in the next couple of days exactly what happens in terms of the process. In terms of keeping Shabbos, and then we'll get to Kabbalah and Mitzvot, in terms of keeping Shabbos, there is a Tosus Yishonim on Memchas Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil Zeh. In our Gemara, it's probably, I think, the Memchas Amud Beis, but it's going on the Gemara Memchas Amud Aleph. And he says that as long as a person wants to be Megayer, so then they're allowed to keep Shabbos. Even though there's an Isser for them to keep Shabbos as a Goy, once they have that desire to be Megayer, so then they're allowed to keep Shabbos. That is the opinion of the Tosfos Yishonim, but I believe that Lemaisa, practically speaking, we do tell the potential Ger to be Mechal Shabbos. We tell them to like light a match to be Mechal Shabbos. That was a Ger Shemovel at all. The Tosfos Yishonim should. Yeah, it does. They bring down the Tosfos Yishonim there. That's a Das Yachin. But they bring down the... Which Rishon explicitly argues?
Yeah.
I'm not sure which Rishon explicitly argues with that. But they assume that... they're Mechal Shabbos. As a guy, they're Mechal Shabbos. If they have the desire to convert. Okay, so that's in terms of Hodas HaMitzvos. Now let's start the sugya of Kabbalah HaMitzvos. And this is going to take us a couple of days. So we pointed out that in the Braisa Mem Zayin, there are two Hodas and two Kabbalahs. There's the Hodah and the Kabbalah prior to the Milah, and there's a Hodah and a Kabbalah prior to the Tefillah. And that Hodah, which is prior to the Tefillah, is a lot longer. That list is a lot longer in terms of the Hodas and Mitzvos. Is a lot longer prior to the Milah than it is prior to the Tefillah. Prior to the Tefillah, all it says is Modino so mixes mitzvos kalos so mixes mitzvos chamuros with tavol. But prior to the Milah, it's a long list of things that we have to tell them. So we pointed out yesterday that the Gemara itself asks, why is it that we have to have Hodas and Mitzvos? And the Gemara explains so that it's trying to discourage him from becoming a ger. And so we want to say perhaps that's why it's a longer list. Perhaps the Hodah prior to the Milah is different than the Hodah / Kabbalah prior to the Tefillah. The Hodah and Kabbalah prior to the Milah is really for the purposes of discouraging him from becoming a ger. So therefore there's a longer list. We mentioned the Onchin. Similar to what happens prior to that we tell him how terrible, how difficult it is to be a Jew, and how he's going to become harassed and tortured. And so too here, we mention the mitzvos in order to discourage him from becoming a ger. And then he's mekabel that. He accepts that and he says, even so, I still want to become a ger. But then we have the second Hodah, the second Kabbalah prior to the Tefillah. And we say, Modino, so mixus, mrs. Kalas, mrs. Chamurus, Taval, Va'Allah, Harayim, Ki, Shalafol, Dvar. So what is that second Hodah? Is that also because we want to discourage him from becoming a ger? Or is that something else? So if you look at Rashi, in Modino, so mixus, mitzvos, he says, the hashda idei tefillah. Why are we mentioning the mitzvos now, again? The hashda idei tefillah, who nichlas lefal geirus, hilchach, b'shas tefillahs, mitzvah, during this tefillah's mitzvah, tzarech lekabel alav ol mitzvos. At this point in time, he has to be mekabel upon himself the ol mitzvos. It doesn't sound from Rashi that it's for the purposes of discouraging him. It really sounds like part of the Geras process is that you have to be mekabel ol mitzvos. At this point in time, bishas tefillah, that's when he's nichlos l'chal Geras. So at this very point in time, it's essential for him to be mekabel the ol mitzvos. So it seems like this hodah and kabbalah is different than the hodah and kabbalah which is prior to the milah. We pointed out that some Rishonim, in the past we pointed this out, that some Rishonim mentioned the Kabbalah not with the Tefillah. A lot of Rishonim mentioned the Kabbalah with the Tefillah, but there were some Rishonim which mentioned the Kabbalah with the Milah. We had a Tshuva from the Radvaz. I believe we also had a Rashba, which connected the Kabbalah with the Milah. So according to those Rishonim, seemingly they would have a different understanding as to what's going on either in this Braisa or just independent of this Braisa. They just disagree in terms of what's going on with the Kabbalah, that the Kabbalah really has to be part of the Milah. According to those Rishonim, we pointed out that they seem to hold that the Milah is really accomplishing something with the Geras. It's not just that you need Milah and then Tefillah, and then the Tefillah completes the Geras, but that you have Milah. The Milah creates some Ksas Kedushas Yisrael, which is what the Rashba says. The Radva says that he leaves being a guy, and he also says that he's being Mekabel the Mitzvahs at that point in time in the Milah. So perhaps the Kabbalah, according to those we showed him, the Kabbalah by the Milah, since the Milah is really creating something, so then that Kabbalah is really the Kabbalah Samitzvos. As opposed to Rashi here, Rashi seems to imply that the Iker Kabbalah Samitzvos for the Geras process takes place prior to the Tefillah. I just wanted to review. We've gone through some of these we showed him in terms of the necessity for Beis Din with regards to Milah and Tefillah. I just wanted to review those Rishonim when they discuss Kabbalah Samitzvahs. Rashi in Kiddushin at Tanach Beis HaMeveiz mentions the need for Beis Din by Kabbalah Samitzvahs. So it's clear for Rashi, just like what she tells us here, that for the Kabbalah Samitzvahs is really essential to the Geras process, so much so that the need for Beis Din is ma'akim for the Kabbalah Samitzvahs. Tosus in Kiddushin, in Talmud Beis HaMeveiz, he has a day that says that the only part that needs Beis Din is the Kabbalah Mitzvah. We don't need Beis Din for the Tefillah or for the Milah. It's only necessary for the Kabbalah Mitzvah. So he too would hold that it's a part of the process, and it's necessary, and it needs Beis Din. And also Tosus, in one answer that he gives on Memhei HaMeveiz, we've seen in the past, he says that all you need Beis Din for is for the Kabbalah Mitzvah. We also have the Ramban Memhei HaMeveiz, who says that you only need Beis Din for the Kabbalah Mitzvahs, and the Rashba also quoted that Ramban. So according to all these Rishonim, when the Braisa mentions this concept of Kabbalah Mitzvahs, it's not just for discouraging him, but it's clearly that it's part of the process. You need Beis Din there, and perhaps you only need Beis Din at that stage, would imply that it's part of the process, or perhaps it's really the essential part of the process. If you only need Beis Din by the Kabbalah Mitzvahs, so then it's really telling you that it's the essential part of the process. We also quoted a Tosfos Chaim Mikamai. One second. We quoted a Tosfos Chaim Mikamai who said that you need Beis Din by the Kabbalah Mitzvos, and as a Lachat Tefillah, you need Beis Din by the Tefillah. And at the time, we explained the reason why you need it as a Lachat Tefillah is because the Tefillah is really just an active form of the Kabbalah Mitzvos. But Yevet, you need it as an Ikov, you need it B'Shas, Kabbalah Mitzvos. But as a lechatzila, you need a pishas, the active part of that Kabbalah Mitzvah. When you're actively doing that tefillah, so then that's the active part. The Tosfos Chaim Mikamai describes the tefillah as shas ha-kabbalah. That's the shas ha-kabbalah. So again, according to Tosfos Chaim Mikamai, you only need beis din pishas ha-kabbalah. It happens to be lechatzila, you need a pishas tefillah, but that's because that's a form of kabbalah. So according to all these Rishonim, seems that Kabbalah Mitzvos is ma'akev, and not only is it ma'akev, it's part of the process, and it might be the essential part of the process. It might be the only part that needs Beis Din. Yeah.
According to all those Rishonim, are we talking about the first or second Kabbalah? Just saying one of them.
My guess is that it's referring to the second Kabbalah, because the Gemara asks what's the purpose of the first Kabbalah, and says that it's for the purposes of having them be Purish. So my guess is that it's referring to the second Kabbalah. If I didn't have an explicit lashon that says otherwise,
well, yeah. What about the Kibbutz of Amalek?
No, so according to those, that's what I'm saying. According to those Rishonim,
they hold the first one.
Machor would be the first one, yeah. That was the Lashon of the Rashba. Unless they have an explicit Lashon otherwise, I would assume that it's referring to the second Kabbalah, because the Gemara, when explaining the first Kabbalah, says that it's dealing with trying to get them to back out. So Machor, the second Kabbalah, the reason why we have a second Kabbalah is there as part of the Iker years.
I think it's interesting to point out that you only have a Lashon of Kabbalah on the Brisa.
In the first one. It's true. No, because later on, the second time, when it tells him the mitzvahs, he says, I think it says like Matamuso, and then Miad, and then Molinos, right?
It says Kibel.
Kibel,
Molinos, and Miad, yeah.
And then the second time it says
Rodia. And we don't, yeah, I noticed that also. It doesn't mention a Kabbalah.
It's kind of like Ikra Chosrim, I mean, Ikra Chosrim is safer to say that. But it's interesting to say that the second Kabbalah would be the
Iker
Kabbalah. First of all, it's not even clear there is a Kabbalah,
although... Well, Rashi implies that it's Mestabah, that there is a Kabbalah.
But it'd be interesting to say that's like the
Iker
of Geirah,
so it's
not even the
Braith.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to do about that. Why
so,
it's not in the Braith.
So self-evident.
It seems it is self-evident, especially if you say like Tos Chami Kamai. His Tefillah is an active form of that Kabbalah. He's going to mikvah right away, so he's the modia, they tell him, and then he goes into mikvah. Perhaps the reason why you don't need him beforehand is because you don't have that active. He's not actively doing something in response to it. He has to say yes. Here he doesn't have to say yes. He just goes into the mikvah, and that is his active form of accepting those mitzvahs, like the Tos Chaim Kamai. That's like a Shas Kabbalah. Just to point out the Maharam that we had in the Rush, he calls the Kabbalah Mitzvah says the Tchilas Din. He's one of the only ones that called it a Tchilas Din. So that's clearly that it's part of the process. Other Rishonim refer to the Mila as the Tchilas Din. The Maharam referred to the Kabbalah Mitzvah as the Tchilas Din. So what's the source for having Kabbalah Mitzvah? In the Gemara in Krisos, it's interesting to point out, the Gemara in Krisos, when it describes the process, it only mentions Mila Tvila and the Korban, but it doesn't mention Kabbalah and Mitzvah. It's important to keep that in mind. When we discuss the Rambam tomorrow, we've discussed the Rambam a little bit in the past, but we'll discuss him more in depth tomorrow. So for him, it seems to imply that it's not the process, but it's the transition. And the Gemara in Krisos is just describing the process. But where do we have a source to say that you need to have Kabbalah and Mitzvah? Even if it's just a lechatchila, which we'll get into tomorrow, but of course the Rishonim that we had so far, it's even it's ma'akiv. So there's a Torah's Kohanim, which I think has the same lashon as what I quoted in the Yalkut Shimoni. It says, Ke'ezrach ma'ezrach shekiba lov kol divrei ha-Torah. It says, Ke'ezrach ger in the pasuk, af ger shekiba lov kol divrei ha-Torah. The ger has to be mekabal on himself the words of the Torah. And therefore, this is also found in the Gemara in Bechoros, and therefore a ger is mekabel lov kol divrei Torah, chutz midavar echad, he has to accept the entire Torah. If he says, I'm accepting the entire Torah, except for one thing, ein mekabel noso. You do not accept him. Even if it's a davar katan, midigduk de sofer. So he has to accept upon himself the entire Torah. And this is based off the drasha of comparing the Ezrach to the Ger. So the Torah, that would be the source. So again, this is also the Gemara in Bechoros. The Gemara in Bechoros in Daf Lamed says that if you say Chutz Midavar Echad, then Ein Mekabel Oso.
Although it doesn't use the word Ger.
Where is it used? So, L'chora and Kabbalah is for gears. Yeah. Oh, it's true. So Gemara, yeah, correct. Yeah. So that's it. Correct. The problem with this Gemara B'choros is the other story in Shabbos with the Ger and Hillel. Tana Rabbanan. Meis benafri echad shabalos neishamai. Amar lo kama Torah shishalchem. How many Torahs do you have? Amar lo shtayim. Torah shibasav, Torah shibalpeh. Amar lo shibasav ani mamincha, shibalpeh ani mamincha. I don't believe in the Torah shibalpeh. Kiyarni amanashe telam dini Torah shibasav. I'll be the guy on the condition that you teach me Torah shibasav. I'm not sure what he means. Says Amanashe telam dini Torah shibasav. Lachora, that's not like a real condition on the Geirus. Lachora, he's not saying, I'll be Megayer, Amanas, once you teach me the Torah, so then that's when the Geirus is going to be Chal. Lachora, that's not what he's saying. Lachora is saying, Amanas, Telamdini, Torah Shabbosav, means that I'll be Megayer on the condition that you teach me Torah Shabbosav, not Torah Shabbat. I'm not interested in hearing what you have to say about Torah Shabbat. Garbo, Motipa Nazifa, he kicks him out. Both Nehil, Gaire, he's Megayer him. Yomakam, Amale, Aleph, Bez, Gimel, Dal, Lamachar, Apachlei. One day he teaches him the Aleph Beis in the correct order, the next day he flips it around. Amar Leva Edmol Lo Marti Li Hafi, he didn't tell that to me yesterday. Amar Leva Lava Lai Didi Kasamkas Dalpan Nami Samachalai. So you're relying on me, so it must be that there's some concept of the Torah Shabbat, that there's a concept of a Mesorah beyond just the Torah Shabbat. So the question is, how is Hillel Megayer this Ger if he's only accepting upon himself the Torah Shabbat and not the Torah Shabbat? Lachora, that falls under Chutz Midaber Echa. So just to point out, according to the Marsha, who read the other case, the other story, as being out of order, right? He read that other case as being out of order, Mikoach, the Kusha that he had. So once he's already lavdafking the order of the stories, so then so too over here, one could say, just like the Marsha said it, the other story, one could say that this is also out of order. This whole story of where Hillel told this potential ger that, listen, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, and then he flips it around, potentially that could have happened also out of order. Mikoach HaKusha. And when it says Gairei, really the ger has happened after that whole encounter. But assuming not like that, let me just go over for another 2 minutes. Assuming not like that, how are you going to explain this Gemara? It's really a strong Gemara against the Gemara in Bechoros. So it seems Rashi, Mikoach HaKusha, really changes the Pshat of the Gemara. Rashi, he first explains Shammai, Hotziu ben Azifa, why? The Tanya, Habala Kabal Divrei Chavrus, Chutz Midaber Echad, Pekin Gera, Habala Yisgayer, Bekiva Lav Divrei Torah, Chutz Midaber Echad, Ein Mekabel Noso. The reason why Shammai was so upset and he kicked him out was because it goes against the Gemara Bechoros. He has to accept the entire Torah. It's all or nothing. Gairei, but Beisel is Megair him. Why? V'samach achachmaso. It's important to see the lashon here. V'samach achachmaso. Shesofo shiargileni lekabel alav. Hillel was so meich that at the end of the day, he'll accept it. V'lo dam yahal lechutz midaber echad. It's not comparable to the Gemara in Bechoros of chutz midaber echad. Why? Shelo haya kofer b'torah shabal peh. He was not a kofer in Torah shabal peh. He was not a kofir, but he was not a mamin that it came from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And Hillel was certain that after he taught him that it could come from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that the Ger will rely on him. So he's not a kofir in Torah Shabbat, but he was not a mamin that it came from Hashem. So what does that mean? He wasn't a kofir, but he also didn't believe that it came from Hashem. And it's also, this does not fall under Chutz Midaber Echad. So lechor, if it doesn't fall under Chutz Midaber Echad, he is for sure being mekabel the mitzvos, including what the Torah Shabbat has said. He's saying, I'm accepting all the mitzvos. I will definitely act in the way that the Torah Shabbat has said. But he's not mamin that it comes from Hashem. So lechora, that means that he'll continue to act as such, and he'll accept the fact that there's something to this. But it's hard for me to believe. It's hard for me to understand how this comes from a Kaddish Baruch. So which is fairly common. You could say that, you know, I'll accept it. People do things. People keep the mitzvos, but it's hard for them to fully understand how this is true. It's hard. It's not that he's a kofir. It's just it's hard for him to fully understand how this is true. Chora, the Rashash says something similar in explaining this Rashi. He says, "Nearly kavanasa the kofir lo mikri ela achra fakira b'chol chalkei hasosa." You're only a kofir when you've delved into the sugya. You have to know something in order to be a kofir. I think Rapinder is the one that said that nowadays it's hard for him to find a real kofir because you have to really know in order to not know, in order to not believe. This person, he was not choker. He didn't delve into the sugya to really understand whether Torah Shabbat Peh came from Hashem or not. But he didn't believe. He's going to end up. Hillel was convinced that once he taught him how he knows that it comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so then he'll accept it. But this ger, this potential ger, it's not that he didn't accept it to keep it, it's just that he had difficulty understanding, and it wasn't either that he didn't believe in it and he still was going to keep the mitzvahs. This ger didn't say, I don't believe that it comes from Hashem, and I know that it doesn't come from Hashem, but I'll still keep it anyways, regardless. It doesn't seem like that's the case. It seems that he's accepting it, and he'll keep the mitzvahs. It's just difficult for him to understand how it comes from Hashem. I'll accept the fact that you're telling me it comes from Hashem, so then I'll accept it to keep it, but it's just difficult for me to understand how that's true, and then Hillel is going to prove to him how that is true. So Rashi lav dafka is the Gemara, in terms of understanding, just one point is that Rashi lav dafka is the Gemara, to say how it doesn't fall under Chos Midav Recha. The other important fact that comes out of Rashi is this other notion about how much one has to accept, not just in terms of the mitzvos and keeping the mitzvos, but in terms of machshava, in terms of Ikari Emunah. The Gemara mentions that we have to teach them the Yisurim of Avodah Zarah. If you look at the Rambam in Yudalad Beis, he says not just Avodah Zarah, but he also adds in Yichud Hashem. You have to mention Yichud Hashem. So you have to teach him the Machshava of the Torah and not just the Kabbalah and Mitzvahs. But in terms of, this Rash is important, in terms of how much of the Machshava of the Torah does he have to really accept upon himself? Does he have to really know it? Does he have to know it and truly believe it? Or is it enough for him just to accept the fact that there's a Torah Shabbat Peh, but he doesn't have to know exactly where... He'll say, like, I believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, but in terms of knowing exactly that it comes from Hashem, so it's difficult for me to understand, would that be acceptable? And Rashi is saying that that is acceptable. So if it's difficult for them to understand something, so then L'chora, that would still be enough for them to be Megayer. So I don't want to get into, just in terms of Kabbalah Mitzvahs in general, there's a lot to discuss in terms of Kabbalah Mitzvahs, there's a lot of tshuvas on it. Over the coming days, my goal is just to present to you the basics, so that you can then have a basic understanding to then apply them. When you see other tshuvas, you'll be able to understand what those tshuvas are talking about and get through the back and forth. Every tshuva has nuances in terms of the case itself, and whether that's considered Kabbalah Mitzvahs or not. So that, I'm not going to get into every single tshuva that discusses it. There's a ton on this topic. But once we have Yisrael with us, so his father has a tshuva here about a ger. I don't want to, the details of the tshuva also deal with just how to define what a kofir is. So I don't want to get into those details. But he has a tshuva here of a potential ger who believes that the Jews should keep Judaism, the Christians should keep Christianity, or at least if they keep it, they're doing something which is okay. And Muslims should keep Islam, and if they do it, it's okay. So is such a ger acceptable or not? He thinks that the Jews, and he's going to keep Judaism. So he uses this Rashi, along with other things. It's good to see the whole tshuva, but he uses this Rashi to show how, even if you don't completely understand everything, but you accept the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to the Jews, and you believe in that, but it's hard for you to completely understand everything, so then that would be enough, and that would suffice in order to be Megayer, such a ger. So it's important to see the tshuva. There are other nuances that are involved that I'm not going to get into, but for all these tshuvas, we're going to learn the basics here so that you could have the fundamentals to understand what's being discussed within those tshuvas.